Thank you. And distinguished delegates, first, let me thank the Secretariat for excellent preparations for this session of the committee. I think the last few years have, to a large extent, been an unpleasant reality check on energy systems for the Uniasse region and beyond. People and industry have been faced with unprecedented price levels of energy. Energy poverty has not been a major issue in our region so far, but now it is here in some areas, and we need to address it. Access to affordable, secure, and sustainable energy is an agreed objective. In our region, the focus has until now mainly been on sustainable energy. Going forward, I believe we need to focus more on access and affordability. And we are pleased to note that this complex issue of resilient energy systems is prioritized in the work of the committee. We must be in the forefront of energy issues to provide the best facts and information to member states, enabling informed policy decisions by the policymakers and regulators. Uniasse can deliver on this with its access to unique competence pool across energy policies, energy value chains, and can benefit from the technical, commercial, and political expertise in the Secretariat and in the many expert groups. Energy is the bloodline of any modern society and key to welfare and progress to people. But energy is capital intensive, and it takes many years to bring new energy to the market. Investments have a lifetime of decades, so long-term planning and supporting policies must reflect this fact. High cost of energy security must be compared with cost of failed policies, causing social instability, loss of jobs, and industrial competitiveness. Of course, high private energy bills, food prices, and in general, cost of living, of energy, this goes into almost all products and services. The reality is, as we have heard, the world continues to depend on fossil fuels, and that will be the case for decades to come. So to ensure access and affordability, policymakers must ensure that existing fuel systems continue to work until new systems are in place. The good news is that we see reduced emissions from the energy sector resulting from energy efficiency and carbon-intensive fuels being replaced by gas, wind, and solar, directly and through electrification. The excellent 2022 Uniasse report on life cycle analysis of electricity production technologies shows a capacity factor of 15%-20% for solar and less than 30% for wind power. These figures may improve over time and will vary locally, but the report illustrates the need for new energy systems and continued investments in baseload capacity as well as energy storage technologies to handle the variations. Uniasse offers an excellent arena to showcase options available.